Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sooty Sooty. What's up? I'm your boy, Cass.
Father Time. Give it to me, Daddy.
Yo, yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City, Intimate Encounters. It's your boy, Cass. What's up? Got my boy, Father Time. What's up, Time?
What up, dog?
Check it out. Check it out, Miss Toy. What's up, baby?
What's up? What's up, y'all? What's up?
All right, check it out. We're going to start this off early. Let me ask you a question. All right, this go to Toy. I got to ask you this. Would you do something out of character to please your man?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah. Look.
Okay.
Depending on what it is, I would.
I mean, hold up. We got somebody on the line. T-Dub, what's up?
What's going down, Pepper?
What's the word?
No, I'm just cooling now, man. Listening to you. Sorry, you just over here talking about. No, I'm a newcomer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Check this out, dog. Would you ask your girl to do something just totally out of line to please you?
Hell yeah.
I mean, you know this ain't in her repertoire. You know she don't even get down like that. Would you still ask her to do it?
Hell yeah. The first time for everything. You know,
hey,
you stupid. Straight up.
Hey. Now, Toy, let me ask you. You said it all depends. What is it that he couldn't say? What is it that he couldn't ask you?
I don't know. It depends. Let's see. I'm not into bestiality. Let's see. And I'm not doing one of his friends.
Well, I don't think he's going to want you to do one of his friends. T-Dub, you can tell her to do one of your friends, would you?
Hell yeah, ain't no problem. The homies can't have none,
nigga. See?
T-Dub, you tell her do your boy.
Hell yeah. She's a homie smash.
Now hold up. Now hold up. This your lady now. Not a bus down, your lady.
I don't have no lady. At all.
No, I'm just saying hypothetically speaking, if this was your lady, you would still let your homie hit her?
It depends on how I feel about this person, you know.
I'll tell you what, T-Dub. Let's go on out for some drinks, dog. Take me back to the crib, introduce me to your old lady, and we're going to handle that from now.
Man, okay. Don't say, when we get to my crib, we're going to do a 72. You know what that is?
72.
72?
Goddamn.
What?
Hold on, let the man finish. Tell him what's 72, T-Dub.
That's a 69 with three fingers in the ass.
Hey,
oh my goodness.
Big father, what's up?
What's going on? I ain't never heard of that.
Hey, shit.
That
you ain't said city now, baby. You like to hear everything.
Wow.
Well, now, he said 72. That damn 50.
Yeah, I'll put you up on something, nigga.
Right. Hey, you never too old to learn. You learn something new every day.
Right.
Check it out. Hey, brother, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Would you do something out of character to please your man?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just talking about totally out of character. Totally.
Such as?
Shit, sky's the limit.
I might have already done it. What you talking about?
I mean, shit, what? Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to do it like this. T-Dub.
What up?
All right, now, we're going to do something tonight, man. We're going to role play tonight, all
right? Right, okay.
Buddy, you going to role play with me?
Sure.
All right, T-Dub, check this out. Buddy, your woman, right? We just
right.
going to, right, now. What would you ask her to do?
What would I ask her to do?
Yeah.
I mean,
now you got butter right there, and you finna, you know. Before you answer that, if you want to see butter, just go to cncity69.ning.com. She already got a page up, so.
Okay. I ask her to do something like, give me some head on the highway or something. And I pull up
that's nothing.
That's nothing out of character. Some females talking about they still don't suck dick. This is how the female, like, man, what the fuck they do that at? They lying to you, baby. They lying to you. Oh, so you just don't want to give me no head then, huh? I guess that's what it is. Yeah, that was that case. Oh, okay. They didn't want you to think that they was a freak or something. Oh, so why do women do that? Why y'all try to be closet freaks?
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Bone gonna
fly
about that motherfucker.
I'm not no closet,
I mean,
nothing.
I mean,
but you know, we got a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Mm. They better come out the closet. Open the window.
Basically, their whole problem is probably they want to seem like they might be trying to make you their husband or something. They don't want you to, you know.
But men love a nasty woman, though. You know what I'm saying? We love that shit. Do it all. Lick our ass, all that shit. Just don't beat me over, though.
Some men don't like all that.
Well, your man ain't no freak.
You say what now?
Some man might punch you if you get too close to the booty.
Hey, well, shit, there you go. Don't be touching down that night. That part is off limits. Now, you can do whatever else you want to do, but that part is off limits.
Not for
and
him,
before
you
y'all
say.
Said, I don't want to hear that shit, well, why y'all try to do it and this, that, and other? I don't want to hear it.
Right. Y'all like it just like we like it.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what is this freaky stuff that I need to, you know, I'm waiting.
Burn!
Oh,
y'all ain't even saying nothing out of chaos and nothing freaky. That's everyday normal stuff.
Right.
All right, look, I'm trying to get my boy T-Dub to get on now. T-Dub, you got something else freaky? You got something more freaky than that?
Yeah, man.
The man came up with the 72. Come on, now.
Man, with the 72, man, dog, look, nigga, what if I asked y'all to put a polar sausage in y'all booty for me?
Is it going to be cooked? Are you going to eat it out?
I'll eat it out if your ass clean.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that for you. No problem. You like
right
it, up. I love it.
Right.
Okay. Hold on now. We got somebody new. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello. How's everybody?
We chilling. Right now, I asked the question, would you do something that was totally out your character to please your man?
But what do you mean, like what? It ain't too many things I probably wouldn't do.
Basically, the truth. Tell the girl, tell them the truth.
Let's make a table for it on YouTube.
Oh, okay. As long as you don't show my face, you know, I got kids.
I got kids too. Our kids could do it too, shit.
Okay. I don't want my kids seeing me like that.
Where you at?
What did he say?
He said, where you at?
That's why you gotta go to SinCity69.name.com. She's right there in Sin City. Gotta make your page, dog. Make your page.
Okay.
You see everybody. Bada, Janine.
Okay.
Toy. You see everybody.
Well, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that when I finish fucking with you, Megan.
Okay. Good job.
But nah, though, back to you, Miss Lady, though. Where you at so me you can make this tape and put this shit on YouTube, though?
Now you know that they've got to go to Sin City first. It can't go to YouTube first.
Hey, on my man, you can get it first, nigga.
I can be the first to view it. Nah,
hell,
it's cool.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you could be the cameraman.
I ain't gonna be no damn cameraman.
I'm
not gonna get shit. Hey. Hey, wait a minute, man. Move the shit, man. What are you doing? Man, shit. I'm a star, baby. I'm a star.
You silly.
Let me ask you, lady, something. I gotta ask a question. Now, a lot of people always say, I guess we're kind of touching on it, but do you feel like you can act out your ultimate fantasy with your mate? I guess that goes for the fellas, too.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask my man Timer. He laying back in the cut. Timer, you feel like you can act out your ultimate fantasy with your mate?
Yeah, I do, man. You should be able to anyway.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with it. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Joy, what about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. If I'm not, he won't be my mate.
What's your fantasy?
What?
What's your fantasy?
Well, T-Dub, I would ask you that. Oh, shit.
You said what?
I got a couple of them, depending on how I feel about you.
Oh, straight up. Well, how you feel about me right now?
You want to know you? Right now, you can just get tied up and whooped.
Look, hey, baby girl.
On your face.
You want
to sit
up
on your face.
Ass don't touch the face, man. Don't ass is a toilet seat, baby.
Right now. Hold up, y'all. We got to do call on the line. Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, player? What's happening?
What's good with you, dog?
Man, I'm just laying back in the cut, just listening, getting my listen on.
Oh, okay. All right, man, check this out. I got this question going on, man. I'm asking everybody, do you feel like you can act out your ultimate fantasy with your mate?
Oh, hell yeah. My ultimate fantasy is cutting that bitch foot off so he won't go no goddamn way. You ain't going nowhere.
Oh, wow, no.
I never heard that before.
No.
Oh, Mike, not the Kunta Kinte, dog.
Definitely, dog. Call me Chicken George.
If you do what you're supposed to, this thing ain't going to go nowhere.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I ain't trying to hear that, man. Come on now.
And I ain't going nowhere.
Man, come on now. Man, I cut both your down feet off because you're the kind of a limp away and shit.
Oh, boy.
For real.
Okay. Oh, no, man. I got to ask this question. Mike. Why are you cutting the foot off, man?
Because I got
a
shit.
Man, she need to shut her fucking ass down. For real. You ever come across a broad, you know what I'm saying? You think you got something good, then you go out and buy that old fuck ass trick of house? Then you want to put your fuck ass up? Yeah.
No plan for one. You weren't supposed to buy her no crib. You're supposed to match your bitch at Delaney or something.
See?
Wow.
My mama told me, but I didn't listen.
Okay, hold up, man. I gotta get to that.
Hey, I'll stick my gun on you, man. You got houses and shit.
Hey, goddamn. Look, baby, all it's gonna take is you just gotta put your foot in it. That's all.
Man,
whatever you got left in that motherfucker. Because the other part cut off like a zombie.
Wow.
For real.
Janae.
Wow.
Janae, you here with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let me ask you. You think you can act out your ultimate fantasy with your mate?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I have.
I gotta ask you, what would your ultimate fantasy be? What is it?
I did all my fantasies.
What was the ultimate one? What was the one that just rolled, had your eyes rolling in the back of your head and said, dang, I can't believe we did.
When we did that bondage stuff, that, like, turns you on when you're getting choked. You think it's the end of the world.
Oh, hell no. The last time I choked a bitch, I did it.
Hey, man, hold on. One at a time, man. Y'all let her finish. I got to hit it.
Yep.
What was that now?
It's like your adrenaline gets the pump because you think you're dying because you're getting choked and spanked and beat, and it's just wonderful.
That shit feels good as hell. My dick getting hard right now.
Man, please, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. The last time I choked a bitch, I did 90 days. Nobody send me nothing.
It has to be consensual.
Yes.
Please. God damn, Mike. Hey, man. I truly believe that got to be consensual, man. I don't think you're choking. That's just to be like, is it good for you?
You ain't choking, man. You beat the bitch up. That's what he did 90 days.
Yeah.
We don't beat hoes, man. We don't beat up hoes, man.
It was my fantasy.
I'm crying.
I want to choke the life out your ass.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to find you a new mate, man. We definitely got to get you a new mate, man, because your fantasy is just a little bit bizarre, man.
Man, that nigga on the wrong show. That nigga need to be on the Catch a Predator or something.
Just trying to put my two cents in.
Hey, check it out. Hey, I can hear Mike Paradis.
Man, we're
going to
right now.
Check this out, y'all. We're going to do something a little different today. All right? So we're going to run the Cavs Chronicles a little early today because we got a surprise for y'all later on.
So y'all sit back and enjoy this chronicle.
This week's chronicle takes me to a time. I must say, it was very intense to say the least. To talk to women and have it among the agitoire, that's one thing. But when you approach with it, that's just erotic. Well, the story goes, I was at home one night when I got a phone call. What's up, baby? The caller responded, not much. Remember what we talked about? I wasn't too really sure. Seductive tone in her voice let me know it was something sexual. So I paused, and I noticed that she had an echo in her voice, which let me know she was on a speakerphone. Not wanting to say the wrong thing, I responded, which conversation? She gave me a moaning type laugh, well, the threesome. Oh, yeah. You found somebody? She said, mm-hmm. Who? My girl. Sitting in the car with me yesterday. I was very intrigued. I didn't want to come off too excited, so simple. Oh, yeah. Eased out. When do this supposed to take place? Is Saturday good for you? Sounds good. I said sarcastically. She tells me, just be ready. And needless to say, Saturday came around. My anticipation grew every hour. Found myself checking my phone at least every 20 minutes. So I said to myself, Cass, calm down. Need something to take the edge off. I knew just what to do the trick. So I went to my cabinet, grabbed me a bottle of Absolute, and commenced to whip up a few cocktails. Now after my third screwdriver, my phone vibrates. I looked at the number and began to smirk. Hello? We here. And where is that? So she gave me the name of the hotel and the room number. I grabbed my keys, grabbed my coat, looked at my drink, drunk it down to the ice cubes, and I looked at the bottle. Better take this with me just in case. On my way to the hotel, I'm thinking, it's really about to happen? I mean, my friend, she does have a freaky side. She the one-on-one type woman. I reached my destination. Walked in this luxurious hotel. I asked the desk clerk, where's the elevator? He points me in the right direction, and I'm walking with my heart racing a mile a minute. I get to the elevator, and I pause. A smile comes across my face. I get in and press 6. The door's open. I walk out feeling like I done won something. I'm about to go claim my prize. I knocked on the door. Hey, baby. I'm greeted with a hug and a kiss. She looked in my eyes. You ready? I smile. What you think? I want you to meet somebody. So, she leaves me in the room, and laying on the bed is what I would describe as a Hershey's kiss. Her smooth chocolate skin wrapped up in a black negligee, just waiting on me to unwrap it. Cass, this is Dana. Dana, meet Cass. I looked at my friend. She began to undress. She tells me, I'll be back. And she walks in the bathroom. I looked at the table. I noticed a bottle of Absolute. I laughed. Dana looked kind of bewildered. Look on her face, let me know she didn't know what the hell I was laughing about. So, I go in my coat and pull out my bottle. She begins to laugh. I tell her, great minds make a life. I pour me a drink and lay in the bed. Nina calls over to me and say, I think we can start without her, as she kissed me on my neck. I lean back. Nina begins to disrobe me. I must say, I was loving the forceful way she was removing my clothes. So instantly, my dick, those thick full lips, whew. They bound it together. I began to caress her ever so slowly. When I heard the bathroom door open, I wasn't sure what to expect. When my friend came out, she came around the corner dripping wet, looking ever so radiant. With a smile on her face as if she just seen $1 million. It was safe to say that my dick got harder, and Nina's pussy got even wetter. So much, in fact. Nina laid her down and began kissing her passionately. I was so aroused. I went and sat in the chair. And then more room in the bed. Trust me, Nina didn't disappoint. She kissed and caressed my friend every inch of her body and licked on her pussy to the point that my friend might have forgot I was even there. I got back in the bed to get a better look. Without missing a lick, Nina began stroking my dick. Then Nina laid on her back. After my throbbing dick into her tight, wet pussy, I looked back at my friend who was still trying to catch her breath. Look back at Nina, spread her legs as far as they would go. As I penetrated, I noticed I was filling her insides to full capacity. But to her credit, Nina never flinched. I felt her hands on my back. She moaned, give it to me, Daddy. My friend grabbed Nina's arms and bent them down. Then she said, I want you to fuck her like you be fucking me. Nina responded, oh yeah. So now the pounding begins. Every stroke, I looked into my friend's eyes. I'm astonished on how turned on my friend is getting. So I tell my friend to lay down. She laughed and told me, no, you lay down. So I pull out a Nina, lay on my back. Nina moves to the left. My friend moves to the right. Simultaneously, Nina had the head of my dick in her mouth while my friend was uppercutting my nuts with her tongue. They began licking my dick till they reached the top and began tongue-kissing each other. I was in heaven. My friend told Nina to straddle me, and with no hesitation, she did it. My friend began laying beside me as we both looked on with amazement as Nina rolled my dick hard and fast. My friend began to kiss me as Nina bent down and started sucking on my chest. At that point, my friend told Nina to bend over and see if she could handle it from the back. Nina got up, went to the foot of the bed, split her ass cheeks, and told me to come and get it. My friend got up, began rubbing Nina's pussy. Ooh, it's wet. I straddled Nina from the back. I felt it clench, but then she quickly loosened. My friend looked at me and said, "Now fuck the shit out of her." I stared in her eyes and indulged in one of the most intense sex sessions ever. Nina looked up at my friend and moaned out, "Damn, he is a beast." Now it's climax time. I pulled out of Nina and began to jack off. My friend grabs my long, hard dick and begins to suck frantically. I yelled out, "I'm coming." My friend starts moaning uncontrollably. Opened my eyes to see Nina licking her from the back. I said, "Damn." She took my dick out of her mouth and moaned out, "Shit, now I'm coming." Nina raised up, licking her lips. My friend falls face first to the bed. Nina said, "Did everybody have fun?" I know I did. I laid in the middle of the bed while Nina got dressed. My friend tell Nina, "Oh, this is fun. We got to do this again." Nina looked back and said, "Yeah, I'll call you when I'm ready for my next appointment." Nina walked out. My friend looked at me and said, "Why was you holding back?" I shrugged my shoulders and said, "Next time I'll let it all go." That was part one of Zach's Chronicles. Stay tuned for part two. What's up, people? What's up, people? What's up, people?
You should have cut that bitch's foot off. She would have stayed. I'm trying to tell you, nigga.
Okay, fine.
I catch a female with no feet. I know what she do.
That's around town about me, dog. I'm trying to tell you.
I feel you, Mike. I feel you. Father, what do you think about this week's chronicle?
Not bad at all.
Nice. Too bad I wasn't there.
You would have had your damn foot cut off. I'm trying to tell you. I'm fucking around.
Hey, Mike, we're not cutting our foots, man. We didn't quit cutting foot off.
Arm or elbow, something.
Wow.
Janine, what you think, baby?
Oh, that was good. That just brought back memories.
So many memories. I had a ball. I enjoyed myself.
Break a toe,
nigga.
Say what now?
Break a toe next time. You know you mean business. That's what's gonna happen to Toya's ass for real.
I did it. You say what?
That's what's gonna happen to Toya's ass for real. Break a foot, and you all right?
All right, Mike. We get pretty wild on the Sin City, but we try to practice nonviolence. We try not to practice violence.
I tell you, that's all right. I tell you.
Okay. Mike, I'm going to shoot this question to the ladies.
All right.
Let me take this out. If your man relied on Viagra, would that pose a problem to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
It would? It would pose a problem.
Why would he have to rely on Viagra?
I mean, it could be
right here.
I mean, as beautiful as you are, I mean, maybe it's just a, you know what I'm saying? It's something going on with his body.
Let's go to the doctor, baby. Let's see what's wrong.
He didn't tell what was wrong with him. That's why he using Viagra.
I don't know. I don't need to know you using it then.
So would you dump him if he was using it?
Keep that a secret, please.
No, so would you dump him if he was using it, though?
So you're right. Good question. If you found out he was using Viagra, would you dump him?
I can't say that I would dump him. I just know how far I would take it.
Would you still give him some?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me get my bottle. I'm on my damn way. Give me my pills, mama. No.
What about you,
Steve? I tell you. No, the blue one. The blue one. Not them, M&M. Not them. I'm gonna go get me some. What's your name was?
Hey, what about you,
baby?
What about
you? Yes, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
It is. Yes, it's a problem.
I mean, it's not his fault.
I understand that. But that don't make a difference. It's still a problem. How long do it take for the pills to kick in?
I don't know. I don't indulge in those. I really don't know.
I understand, because if it takes too long for them to kick in, that's like, no. I'll be done by the time they kick in. I'll take care of myself.
Well, you gotta take them an hour before you're ready to get started.
Nah,
it's an hour and 22 minutes and 37 seconds.
There you go. That's how y'all know how long it takes.
Wow. Well, I guess you can give me head for 22 minutes and 37 seconds then.
There you go.
Ain't that about nothing. All the women in the room want to speak up. There you go.
No.
Man, please.
I mean,
it's a lot of men out there that use it, you know, then just keep it to yourself. If that's what you have to do, that's fine.
Right.
So now, in other words, he used it an hour beforehand. He get in the room and then he come to you.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Y'all.
But that's not anything good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering, Toy, what about you? It's a big problem.
Nah, it's not.
Tell you something, I'll cut your foot off.
Shut up.
Oh, boy.
It's not a problem depending on how I feel about him. How old is this person? Let's start there.
Okay, let's just say...
What?
Let's just say mid-30s. I mean, he had 90s.
You gonna go get a pump. You ain't gotta pop no pills. You gonna get the implant. Keep it to moving.
What? Ain't that about a pump?
What implant?
Man,
an implant.
What the fuck you mean a pump?
For real.
The implant.
Ain't
y'all know
basketball.
The implants the men get. Oh, y'all. It's 75, 85 year old men walking around here with them implants. Y'all can get them.
Well, shit, I don't need them. Ain't nothing wrong with my yang.
I'm just saying, if you got to take some Viagras, you're going to get the penile implant and you stay up all the time. Works for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
about nothing.
Why y'all get quiet there?
What if a brother got to go to sleep? Then what? It'll be a button
in your balls that you push that deflates the implant.
Oh,
I'm going to push your button. Hell no. What the hell? I look like a goddamn radio? What the fuck?
I'm going to go to sleep and I keep on handling my business.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to sleep, you can go to sleep. You will always be ready. I ain't really necessarily got to wake you up.
Right.
Mike, I'm with you on that one. I got to agree with you on that one.
I'm cutting both of them feet off now.
Yeah,
I'm cutting both of them feet off.
Cut him, Mike. Cut him.
Press a button on a nigga. Ain't that about that? And then when she get mad, she want to cross the damn wires up and sock the hell out your head. I ain't balling with that shit. Hell no. Man, please. Walk around shaking like a damn crackhead, man. You crazy as hell. What the hell wrong with you? Man, please. I don't trust your fucking ass.
That nigga has some type of malfunction to it. You walking down the street, like you said, a wire across there.
Let him call and you don't answer the damn phone. You be shaking like a goddamn crackhead some damn way.
Wow.
Man, I don't trust none of that shit. Hell no.
I'm with you.
I'm going to cut her ass up by the knee, goddammit. The hell with that, man.
You know what?
I'm
y'all need to give Mike a hug or something, because he got...
I ain't miss out. Seriously.
Oh, no.
He got body part envy or something.
Man, for real.
I mean, y'all talking about cutting them off. I mean, y'all talking about putting pumps in a motherfucker, and that just ain't right.
I mean,
man, for real.
Same way to Viagra, dude.
Wait a minute, hold up. Is this like, wait a minute, is this like that pump up shoe?
Nah,
it
ain't. No. No. Well, yeah, in a way.
Batteries?
It feels the thing. No.
Ain't no electrical shit going on there.
No, it's not electrical. It's just like a balloon that you.
Hell no.
The balloon cuts off your regular blood supply and only sends it to your penis.
You must have been reading up on this shit, huh?
No.
Haven't you?
I work in
a
nursing home, honey. I know all this stuff.
I do, too.
Like,
tell me.
It's 75, 85-year-old men getting implants now.
Dear, I'm 41.
Yeah.
I don't need a goddamn balloon for nothing. You didn't send me those damn balloons
what?
On my damn budget.
You know what? That's why you cutting people. You know what?
Huh?
Mike.
Huh?
Mike.
Man, I'm
Mike.
Pressure getting to me. Pressure.
What?
He's ready to cut, so.
I ain't done yet, Mike. That's for you.
No, that ain't me.
Mike, I guess you let you know if you pull that knife out, you can't bring no gun, no knife to a gunfight.
Hell no.
I wish
one
you could go to sleep.
One of us ain't leaving.
Put it this way, I wait till I go to sleep and pump it up then. How about that?
Oh.
Wow.
No. All right, man. I got to ask y'all a question. I got to ask y'all another question, man. Now, I mean, I know y'all probably going to be like, what you mean, but I got to ask this question. Toy.
Yes, baby.
How did you become a baby mama?
What the fuck, huh?
How did you become a baby mama?
How did I become a baby mama? Oh, okay,
yeah,
I got you now. Because I left my husband.
Right, I mean,
so
now
I'm just a baby mama. I'm not even that. I am my kid's mother. My kid's mother. I don't even get mad. That's my baby mama. That's my kid's mother.
Oh, okay.
Give me all my
respect,
nigga, damn it.
Just a question. Father, how did you become a baby mama?
Don't ask me that question. Cause
how you become a baby daddy?
Huh?
How'd you become a baby daddy? Huh?
Well, I'll tell you like this. This is how I became a baby daddy. High school sweetheart. Thought I was in love. First kid came. Second kid came. Then all type of motherfucking drama came. met the other one. They didn't know what was going to go on. We was just kicking it. Wasn't nothing like that supposed to happen. There you go. That's how I became a baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, me fucking around with that one. And got caught up. Hey. There I go. Now I'm just a baby daddy.
Interesting.
But I'm a good
daddy.
But
how you a baby mom? You are. You're the best baby daddy. I'm jealous. You should have been my baby daddy.
Wow.
I know. I'm just saying. Outside of the moral part of that, I wish you was my baby daddy. I swear. You won't have no problem with me, boo.
Ain't that so special?
Okay. Anyway, butter.
Honestly, I believe it's my situation is like really a bad, sad situation. I really don't want to talk about it. How I became baby mama the second time I could say that one. Maybe he was like on it, like white on rice, like he wouldn't stop, you know, and I didn't think I could have any more children because 14 years had passed, and one week, Valentine's weekend, I was hot and ready, and we didn't have no condoms. So.
Did he pump it up?
No, he didn't have to pump it up. It was ready on time.
Okay, hold on, y'all, hold on. Janine.
Yes.
How's your stuff face?
It's all a blur. I just do my magician act, disappearing act on everybody, and I just said thank you for my children. Goodbye. See you later.
Cut your foot off. You won't go nowhere.
Now, Mike, I gotta agree with you on that one. Cut that damn foot off.
You ain't got to worry about it going nowhere.
Should have cut that damn foot off.
I was too young. They talking about marriage and stuff. I wasn't trying to get married. Thank you for my child. Goodbye.
God,
I'll leave the whole state. They'll be looking for me. Oh, I'll be like, oh, I just feel so sorry for you.
But I got kids. Ain't nobody going to ask me how. I got my stuff on.
I'm trying to get to you. Mike, let me
Mike,
get to you, brother.
Good.
I'm going to get to this.
Mike need a hug.
Okay, come on.
Hug.
He got somebody in the base with their foot cut off.
Right,
he got somebody in the base with their foot cut off. Help me, please. Mike, I'm scared to ask you, man. How the hell? I'm really scared to ask you. And if you're going to tell me you cut her foot off, I don't want to hear it.
Nope. It was
Mike,
a cookie toe.
Mike, how you becoming baby daddy, Mike?
No, my oldest is 22. I have a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old. I got full custody of them.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Like I said, you should have called me like I told you fucking ass to. I'm going to cut your foot off. Anyway.
Oh,
anyway, like I said.
Oh, my damn.
Yeah, they're in the bed asleep right now. I love my little ones. Love them to death. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing I wouldn't do for mine. I like to get on here, talk shit, and have fun, and... Man, I just don't get me wrong, because motherfucker keep on fucking with me. I will cut a foot off for real. I'm gonna start with a pinky toe, and I'm gonna do the rest of it.
Okay.
Wow.
Mike, I'm scared to even ask you questions, man. You gonna get us shut down? Shit.
Ain't it? Between him and Tama, we messed up. Tama already wanted to kill his baby mama, and then Mike gonna hear something about cutting bitch's feet off. Okay.
I ain't never got to worry about you leaving. Where you going? Going around in circles. You going around in circles, girl? You got me going in circles.
Hell no.
Sit down.
I gotta ask this other question. Nah, you know, everybody, you know, when you meet somebody, y'all try to get to know them and, you know, see what type of person they are. I mean, when y'all looking for that relationship, do y'all always feel like, okay, sex got to come last, sex got to come first? Which one is it? Because, you know, you got some people be like, oh, no, I don't fuck on the first date. But, I mean, why not? I mean, because y'all did say, and I've heard y'all say time and time again, y'all know within the first 2 minutes if y'all going to fuck that man or not. So why not fuck on the first date?
You want respect from that man.
Mm-hmm.
So you really think you making me wait, I'm going to respect you a little bit more?
Yeah.
Do y'all think that for real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Something must be wrong with me then, because if I want to fuck you, I'm going to fuck you. I don't really give a fuck about what you think.
My number is 555.
That's if I'm not worried about what you're thinking. If I'm not worried about what you're thinking, then yeah, that can go down on first day. But if I'm worried about what you're thinking, and I want to see things go to a future, then we gonna take it slow. And when I give it to you, you ain't gonna want to let go.
You got a problem with Viagra?
Don't tell me you got Viagra. We cool.
I am just telling you.
Ooh, y'all crazy. I done heard it all tonight.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Is this the good reverend? Is this the good reverend we got on the line?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Reverend? What's going on,
hey,
Reverend? I ain't heard from you, baby.
But y'all was too wild for me at first.
I ain't heard from you, man. I miss you. Where you been?
I've been out hustling.
Yeah, girl.
Hooking or hustling?
What'd you say?
What'd you say, hooking or hustling?
Uh-oh.
Hustling.
555.
Oh, okay.
So what's up, Felicia? You timed in. What you want to holler about?
Nothing. I just got tired of listening. Shit, I'm ready to talk.
Okay, baby, the floor is yours. What you want to talk about? I ain't heard from you in so long.
What you want to ask? I answered the question about the baby daddy part.
Okay.
How did I become a baby mama?
Okay, well, there you go.
I became a baby mama the first time because the motherfucker was an asshole. And when I finally realized he was an asshole, I kicked his ass to the curb. Bottom line.
That's why you and Father Time can't get along, huh?
I left on my own.
I ain't got no problem.
You left on your own timer.
I left on my own. I got tired of that shit.
I left on my own, too. I mean, I didn't have to leave nowhere, really. I just had to stop fooling with him.
I know. I left the
city. Did he buy you a house?
Hell no.
First one didn't, but the second one did.
Should have kept his damn money in the damn pocket. Cut a foot off.
Dangerous.
I'm the nicest guy you ever want to meet.
You ready to go. I mean, shit, you borderline Jason. You keep talking about hacking motherfuckers' feet off.
He don't do nothing. I've been listening to him. He ain't going to do a goddamn thing but run his goddamn mouth. That's all.
Are you complaining about my mouth now? What are you saying about my mouth?
I guess in other words, what she telling you is that...
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I'm just saying people that talk all that shit ain't gonna do a damn thing. You ain't gonna say nothing.
My number is 555. Come over and holler at the nigga. .com.
Ready to go, she gonna walk right out the door. Just like any real woman.
Nah.
Ready to go, she gonna walk.
Mike, I gotta tell you, her dick is rough, dog. Son, her cook is rough. They done tied motherfuckers down and whipped the shit out of them.
I just got my ass whipped by my mother last week.
I ain't tied nobody down, but I did set a motherfucker on fire, though.
Woo, I like your style.
Whoa.
Hey, let's holler.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said motherfucker cutting people's feet off. You set motherfuckers on fire. Y'all don't know each other.
And my friend tying motherfuckers up, but I ain't gonna tie your ass up. I'm gonna set your motherfucking ass on fire. You piss me off.
Well, girl, that's gonna be my new baby mama. Come on, big girl.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, I tell you.
We got somebody new on the line. Yo, what's up?
What's going down? It's your boy T-Dub from 49. I'm back, nigga.
Oh, okay, T-Dub, we got motherfuckers on here talking about cutting feet off. We got motherfuckers talking about setting motherfuckers on fire. I'm trying to figure where the love at, man.
Shit, love don't live there no more. They talking about putting motherfuckers on fire and shit.
You're damn right. That's when it's done and over with.
Man.
Well, can't you just walk away?
You said what?
I will walk away.
Can't you just walk away?
You're going to be walking in circles, damn it. I'm back. You ain't wonder why, I know.
Where's all the love at, man? Where's all the love at?
Man, it's 2010. Ain't no love like love, no motherfucking body no more, man. It's all about fucking. Straight up.
Just about don't fucking.
Don't nobody love my black ass, though. Don't nobody love my black ass. For real.
Don't you turn the
heat out. Don't nobody love my black ass. For real.
Stop trying to cut motherfucking feet off. You might get a chance.
Bobby.
You too violent, man. Nobody gonna fuck with your murdering ass. Straight up. He's a murderer.
Killer. Uh-uh, girl, he a killer. He lost up in the house, butt naked.
With no foot.
Without the
feet. Damn, right. She laid up there butt naked with no feet. That's how I like it, baby. That's just how I like it.
Wow. Girl,
you be doing the
music head up, huh?
Oh, Mike, I mean, damn, Mike, you ain't gonna go out like that, is you?
No, dog. You know, like I said, I always got an old trick in the bag. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Just come on through. Like I said, 555, come through and holler, nigga. You been in my mama's basement?
Hilarious.
For real.
Check out, hey, T-Dub.
What up? What's up?
What's up, man? I know you got something you want to get off your chest. Anything you want to get off your chest in particular tonight, man?
Man, no, not really, man. I'm just laughing at Mike's silly ass right in front of this dog. This nigga stupid.
But I got my pills, though. They say I can come around regular people now, though. Real, I got the pills, and they say I'm cool. Come out with society. Real now, you know. I've been checking.
No,
I've been taking them on time and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
just
don't care. Do you got
to walls in your room,
fam?
That's scary.
You been looking through my damn window, nigga? Who's that picture through my window? Wow.
This is no homo over there.
Okay.
I ain't on that
gas shit,
nigga.
Wow.
Stop fucking with you, fam.
If I'm looking at your bitch and not you, nigga.
Man, when you find that bitch, I'm gonna give me keys back to my motherfucking house.
What?
I'm
going to
Google your bitch right now so I can move
in. Tell him I said what's happening, bitch. That's why the lights are turned off. Y'all going to be in the dark. Y'all going to be in the dark.
Y'all going to be in the dark.
Y'all
going to be in the dark.
Y'all niggas are sick.
Y'all
going to
be in the dark.
Father, let me ask you something, man. I mean,
yes.
I got to, you know, usually we let somebody get whatever they want to off their chest or got something they want to holler about.
You're going to have to repeat that because my daughter just started screaming. What did you just say?
I said, usually you know how we do. You got something you want to get off your chest, something you want to holler about, you know, now's the time. Anything
okay.
You want to holler about, anything you want to get off your chest, what's that?
Like, I'm real horny right now, right?
Five, five, five.
Well, hold on, Mike. Now, calm down.
Ah, I told y'all it never failed with butter.
No, the blue pill.
No, I want to know, like, you know, I heard the men say they want freaky women and all that other kind of stuff, right?
Hell yeah.
But I have had my share of experiences, and I'm not married yet, so I don't understand what's the problem. Like,
why you ain't married?
Like, I mean, you know, if you liking a freaky woman, like I got a friend right now, I've been dealing with for over 10 years.
And he ain't married you yet?
He ain't married me yet, no.
That's what's wrong with your pussy, then, baby?
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with it, baby. Please believe me.
You need
ain't
to pump it up.
Who the hell you didn't?
I can come through the phone and slap you in your mouth for that one, but you know what?
Yeah.
Slap that nigga. Look, don't slap me. Slap that nigga you've been fucking for 10 years and putting a ring on your finger. Slap him.
Well, I mean, we did move away from each other. We did move away from each other, and every time we get, you know, we hook up or whatever. But my thing was, I did like all kind of freaky shit, right?
Right.
And then he left and said that he thought that I was cheating on him. I was with other people. We had a threesome. He got upset and he thought I was cheating. I was cheating on him with the girl, and I was doing all this. So that's why
Can I ask you a question? Was you cheating on him with the other girl?
No, not until
I got a question for you. Who was better, that nigga or that bae? Damn, for
I'm
real?
I'm still messing with him.
There's your answer.
Thank you. For real, took that long answer. You should have cut your damn foot off. You and that girl. Sit down, nigga, sit down. Sit down. For real.
So,
you still fucking
I don't
with the
understand
girl.
That whole thing when a man says he wants a freaky woman, because I know, like, say you want a freak in a bed and a lady in the streets.
I don't want that. I don't even want a lady in the streets. I just want the freak in the bed and a freak in the streets.
Oh, okay.
I just want somebody's ass. Anybody, 555.
Boy, y'all are really retarded tonight, boy. Y'all is clowning.
I tell you.
See, you know what I want? See, that's what I like. See, me, I don't want no woman that got no job. I want a bitch who get wet. You know what I'm saying? I love Juicy Juice. That's my shit.
Who is this?
Hell no. No, he
did. Not
you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
I ain't trying to pay no rent. Let me come through with these $25. Let me pay your rent for the year.
Wow.
Is he cool, man? What's he saying? Delaney?
Wow.
So you want a low budget hoe?
Okay.
Somebody that don't want nothing else for themselves, they happy living in the projects and don't want nothing else, nothing better for you, themselves,
nah,
and they
see, keep. Look. Nah, see, look, I want a woman like that so me and my dudes can come over and bum dope out their house. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You can
come
out
the
Wow.
Tell you got a job, right?
Hey, these is honest. Now, everybody saying, hold on. I got to come to his defense on that, because everybody's saying, damn, that's fucked up. But now y'all do know it's 20 girls that will let him do that, right?
I know that's for a fact. And they low life, they low, they're studded.
I'm on the line with us right now. With a refrigerator full of Juicy Juice. I'm thirsty, so what's up?
I bet you a goddamn lie.
Did he say five of them on the line with him right now?
Hell, motherfucker.
I bet
he
a goddamn lie. I'm finna read this motherfucker. He's right.
Please read them.
You got life fucked up just because you've been hanging around some low life, low budget, scutter, crackhead, motherfucking ass bitches. Not every bitch that you will ever come across in your life will be that way. You fucking with some dumb ass bitches. You might want to try to fuck with a real bitch so you get some motherfucking sense in your motherfucking head. Because all that dumb ass shit you just said is why you where you at right now.
And let me tell you this, nigga. If you bumping dope out of your house, you ain't getting shit. You ain't even making no money if you bumping dope up out of house.
Ain't it? You selling shit for another nigga. Nigga, get your own shit. And you selling dope about somebody else's crib, you ain't got shit either. No wonder y'all be on the same page.
And you in the way. Get out the way and let the real niggas move that.
Juicy just give me the runs, though, for real. I don't want no Juicy Juice. That's it. It give me the runs. I'm straight. You can give me some ice water, maybe some Kool-Aid, but I don't want no juice, though. You know, and you can't sell dope out of here. This is paid for. You know, fuck that.
I
mean,
fuck your mama motherfucking door talking about you finna sell some damn dope about my house. This is what the fuck you're gonna get.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
He didn't know he was on the phone with some real motherfuckers.
Shit.
I don't even smoke weed.
What's real about you?
Well, whatever. If you bumping anything up out of anybody's house, you ain't shit.
Man, whatever.
I don't even smoke weed.
All right, T-Dub. Be nice. Be nice, T-Dub. Be nice. Be nice.
Come to school, nigga. Come to school and learn something, nigga. Come to school.
I am in school. What school you going to? I'm in school right now. Straight up.
Yes. I bet you I ain't bumping up nothing out of nobody's house.
I'll come on and set up shop at Joe Crib right now. I got my baggies in my
Felicia, be nice. Now, everybody, I mean, the man was entitled to his opinion. Now, y'all can't get upset because the man say he want to find a bitch to bump out their house. Y'all can't fault the man for that. I mean, that's what he do, that's what he do. So y'all can't get mad at him.
I'm just fucking with you, baby girl. I don't need you for shit, though. You give me some head, though, I'll take that.
Ain't gonna have me for shit.
Ain't gonna get that either.
I'll put you on the block. That's what I do since you want to be on the block.
Man, you stay on the block.
Whatever.
Okay, all right.
You're that same
all
bitch
right.
We had the six fucking.
Okay, all right. We're going to go ahead and get into this Chronicle Part 2. So y'all sit back and enjoy this because the conversation is not going to a good place. So we're gonna slow it down. Check out this Chronicle Part 2.
Part 2. Well, I looked at my friend and said, why didn't you join in? I just wanted to see you fuck somebody. Well, it was good, but I know that you can get way freakier than that. And she was right. So I got up to take a shower. Needless to say, my friend joined me. You know, I had to thank her for that night that we just had. A couple of weeks went by. I went to go pay my friend an early morning visit. She opened the door wearing a T-shirt that I left from one of my prior visits. What's up, baby? Shit, you. I couldn't help but notice her nipples was erect. I grabbed and pulled her close to me. Where's the kid? She moaned. Gone. She pulled off my coat, and I grabbed the bottom of my T-shirt and slowly pulled it over her head. After that, I gently caressed those nipples. She moaned, oh, Cass. I laid her on the couch. Then I proceeded to undress. She sat up and began helping me unfasten my pants, which immediately fell to the floor. She then pulled my dick through my boxes and started teasing me by licking the head of it. My eyes rolled in the back of my head. I pulled my shirt off. Why are you teasing me? She giggled, then shoved every inch of my dick into her mouth, in and out, in and out. I gripped her shoulders. At that point, she paused. I swear I felt like my dick was all the way down her throat. She pulled me out of her mouth and began jacking me off. Don't you want to lick this wet pussy? Little did she know, I was willing to jump off a building for her at that point in time. I bent down. She said, lay down. I removed my boxes and laid on the couch. She straddled my face and spreaded her pussy lips. I began to lick soft and slow. She bent over. The 69 moment had started. We both moaned uncontrollably. Finally, she gave in and stood up. She began to ride my dick backwards. I grabbed her hips so I could thrust up as she pounced down. I sat up and cupped her breast, and she grabbed my hands and started to squeeze tightly. I'm coming. As she begins to shake, I pushed her from the back until her hands touched the floor. I stood up, never taking my dick out. She spread her legs. She began to bounce back as I pushed forwards. My legs began to tremble as I felt the nut coming hard and fast. I stood straight up. Oh, shit. I felt her body tense up. Was in the process of me coming, I pulled her back so close to me, it felt like I was in her stomach. My friend stood up, slipped around, and kissed me on the neck. What are you doing later? Damn, you trying to get rid of me already? She giggled. Now, I wanted to see if you was ready for round two. I looked at her. Damn, give me a minute. She laughed. Talking about me, you, and Nina. I fell back on the couch. She said, let me call her. I said, shit, go ahead. She walked in her room. I instantly started smiling. She came out like, can we go to your house? I said, yeah, about what time? She said, about 10. I said, that sounds good. So she looked at me. She said, you want to take a shower? I smirked. Of course. That night was up on us. And then we got to my house. Of course, we started out with a few cocktails. Then the giant to the room. I sat at the head of the bed. My friend sat in the middle. I heard a knock on the door. Who is it? A soft, sultry voice replied, Nina. Open the door. What's good? She looked up at me, and I couldn't help but to focus on her lips, thinking about our last escapade. Nina walked in and goes directly to my bedroom. I'm behind her with nothing but lust in my eyes. It was plain to see that my friend was a little tipsy off the Absolute and Cranberry. I sat back at the head of the bed. And without warning, my friend began to pull out my dick and start sucking on it. Nina giggled. I need a drink. Nina went to the dresser to fix a drink. I leaned back and let my friend Tom give my dick a bath. Now, it was clear to see with every sip, Nina was getting more aroused. Suddenly, I hear a knock on the door. I looked up, bewildered. Who the hell is this? I got up and said, I'll be back. Nina asked me to turn on some music. As I walked to the door, Nina smirked and said, I don't think we're going to wait on you. I laughed, closed the door. Then suddenly all smiles turned to frowns. Who is it? Mark. Oh, fuck. I put my head down, opened the door. What up, dude? Should have just come through to see what you're on. I got company, man. Sinister grin creased across his face. Who? Well, the kid in me wanted to tell him, man, I'm about to fuck two women at the same time. But I knew better than put my business out there. Plus, I knew he was going to want in on it. So I gave him this cold stare, my girl. He stood and looked at me kind of confused. But to his knowledge, I ain't even got a girl. I hit you when she leave, man. I closed the door and smiled. Because I could hear the faint moan along with R. Kelly's song, The Zoo, playing. Opened the door to see Nina's chocolate body poured all over my friend's yellow frame. I picked up my drink and looked on. My friend motioned me to come over. I hesitate while I'm finishing my drink. Finally, I crawled in the bed. I grabbed Nina's head and slowly pushed it down to my friend's pussy while I soon joined her. I told my friend to spread her legs. I began sucking on her clit. Nina was licking around her pussy lips, and occasionally our tongues would meet in the middle. I raised up and told Nina to lay down. I began to caress Nina's pussy lips with my big head. I ended up slow. I felt her hands gripping, so I leaned down and passionately kissed her neck. My friend grabbed me by the back of my neck and guided me into Nina's face, where we engaged in a passionate kiss while I'm slow stroking her. I felt Nina getting wetter and wetter, so I pushed harder and deeper. I raised up and began kissing my friend. I never missed a stroke with Nina. I was thinking in my head, damn, I'm good. I moved my hand down and started caressing my friend, soaking wet pussy. Not to mention, still slow stroking Nina. Finally, I pulled out of Nina, and Nina told me to lay down. When I say she went on a dick sucking marathon, Nina went to work. I told my friend to stand over me and bend down. I started licking her feet and ended up at her pussy. I gotta say, it was hard to concentrate because Nina was giving me the business. I told my friend to lay on her back. I looked at Nina and said, watch the way I control this pussy. She gave me a whatever look. I put my friend's legs on my shoulders and said, you ready? She looks up at me. I started fucking like a madman. I yelled out in this pained voice, give it to me. And instantly she just explodes. My friend yells out, she can't stop coming. So I made my strokes even more forceful until the bed looked like somebody poured a pitcher of water in it. Nina's eyes as big as saucers. What the fuck just happened? I raised up with everything from my stomach to my lower thighs, all wet up. I looked at Nina. I bet you don't know how that feels, don't you? Nina didn't respond. But she was still looking at the bed in disbelief. I told Nina, startle my friend. Then I went behind Nina. Then I told her to clamp her legs around my waist. Then I inserted my dick in my friend and began dicking her down. I heard my friend say, I'm coming. Suddenly, those wet juices began to explode onto Nina's pussy. Nina's head flew back, and I truly believe my friend's juices made Nina start coming. I pulled out of my friend, turned Nina on her side, made her lay in a fetal position. Then I started ramming hard and fast. Finally, I stopped and stood up in the bed and began to explode. With two women laying at my feet, I looked at my friend and said, was that better? She looked at me and said, hell yes. So your boy Cass, That is Cake, 82. See y'all next week, Cash Chronicles. I'm out. What up?
Yeah.
Hell, give me Nita's number. 555. She live in the project.
He said, give you Nita's number, huh?
Sound like a broad I know named Bertha.
Damn. What you think, Janine? What you think?
I really like that one. Is there going to be any more with Nina?
I don't know. I gotta talk to my friend about that one.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia, what do you think?
I really didn't hear it. I was doing something else.
Shut up. Well, you know what? It's going to be on SinCity69.name.com. So
okay,
if you ever want to go back and listen to it, you can go listen to it. All right?
Well, I'm
okay.
Sorry that he was hearing my daughter. I apologize.
Butter, what you think?
He's like very into it for a minute. You know, I'm already there, so, you know.
I enjoyed what I heard.
So everybody cool on the Chronicles.
Yes.
Ah.
Well, now y'all do know. Now next week, Miss Toy putting her Chronicle down.
I am.
So.
You better spell my name right,
here.
Nigga. M-I-C-H-A-E.
Ah, I got you, babe.
Uh-huh, that's right. I left you with your two good foots.
Oh,
show me a little love. Show me a little love. That's all I ask. Yeah. I tell you. Mm-hmm.
Y'all awesome. Well, now, have everybody calm down now. Hey, we at a calm level now.
Yeah.
I'm calm.
I mean, I see T-Dub got y'all a little bit infuriated.
Now, T-Dub,
got the Reverend
on there when I put my chronicle on there, because y'all got a little taste of Risha tonight. Y'all can call me Reverend if you want to, but it's another side to Felicia.
I see the Reverend turned to Risha.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Hey, Mike.
That's my chronicle, Alter Egos.
Well, damn, if you're going to be talking about setting people on fire now.
Hey, like I said, my chronicle is Alter Ego. It's my Alter Ego. There's a good side to everybody and a bad side to everybody. Not necessarily bad, but a different side, you know. I mean, call me what you want.
I understand, sweetheart. Calm down. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
What's good, fam?
Man, just chilling, dog. Been ready to take my ass. I'm going to be up at 5.
Now, check this out, man. Now, you hear the ladies on here tonight, man. We got them all on SinCity69.ning.com, man. You need to go on, hook your page. Everybody want to see who this Mike is, right? Am I right, ladies? Y'all want to see
yes,
who's
yes,
setting
yes.
up all these feet. So, Mike, you might as well go and hook your face, man.
Man, I got you covered. Don't worry about it. I'm very, very handsome. Don't even worry about it, ladies. For real. I got my blue pills, and I'm always, always ready. You ain't got to press no buttons on me. For real. I keep you 100. Now, I keep you 100.
All right, that's good to know. That's good to know. Just be your knives and all your other tools at the crib.
That's right.
Please don't show that. Just don't take no pictures with. Hey, you know what? Felicia, I think I got you beat.
What'd you say?
I said, I think I got you beat.
What you mean?
Did you see my new toy on Sin City?
No, I didn't see it, but you see, I took mine off there.
Why you take your toy
check
off?
Out my new toy.
Did she get her prize?
No, I didn't get my goddamn prize. That's another thing I wanted to talk about.
You have to talk to Father Time. We're gonna put you and Father Time in the private room. You want to put you and Father Time in the private room so y'all can discuss it?
No, I don't want to be in no private room. I'll get you on the chat line about that. I don't want to be in the chat tonight.
We hit the chat line tonight, y'all.
Yes.
I enjoyed myself.
Everybody
thank y'all for the invite, though, for real, man. I really enjoyed myself. Y'all good people. And I'm digging this. I ain't cutting no foot up tonight. Everybody foot safe in the room, though. Y'all cool. I don't know about you. Man, you're going to get together. I promise to God. I'm cutting you out by the kneecap, dog. By the hip.
Oh,
you're
talking
so. Damn hip. Boy. Uh-huh.
Hey,
well, I think that's the rest. He don't want you going nowhere, so he gonna cut you off at the kneecap.
Don't do me like that, baby. Don't do that.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. We gonna see. I got the shakes, baby. I'm sorry.
No.
I got the shakes. I'm telling you. I need one of them pills.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy.
There you go.
I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Oh, dude. Most death.
I mean, so everybody enjoying themselves. Right, Felicia.
Yes, sir.
You want me? I'm gonna take it upon myself to make sure you get whatever you got coming to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Butter.
Yes.
You a little wild last night. What's good? I mean, you been carried over to today.
Yes, I told you I was gonna be ready.
Oh, all right, okay, Janine. Did y'all ever do what y'all said y'all was gonna do?
What?
I was just curious. Y'all in the chat room, y'all talking to each other.
My business out there.
I
know, right?
I just said y'all was in the chat room talking. I was eavesdropping. That's all. I was just eavesdropping.
Okay, but when we do what we do, you gonna be there too.
Oh, okay.
So then
okay,
you will be able to let people know.
All right, 555. Come past the pick a nigga
up. That shit might come pick you up.
At Tom.
All right, Mike. Mike, like I said, man, make that web page. I'm going to send you the inbox. I'm going to hit the inbox and I'm going to let you know that. I'm gonna have it on DVDs. We selling everything.
Man, I take that shit on 8-track. I wouldn't even give a damn. I'm trying to tell you, real to real, I don't give a fuck.
I think it's real to real. God damn. Troy, what's up, baby?
Oh man, y'all was crazy tonight. Does everybody have to sit straight before they get on the air? Butter, you okay?
I'm over here dressing.
Well, you better go in there and pull out two. I'm keep telling y'all, y'all better go get one of them damn green machines. Y'all keep on playing, yep. Yeah?
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
There we go.
Oh, yes. For sure.
All right. You just sitting at the prize, huh?
Really, basically.
Yeah, man. You know.
I shouldn't have
lied. Take that, bitch.
I need it so bad right now.
Five.
The problem?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the problem is. But I'm going to get it. I ain't worried.
Oh.
I'm going to get it.
I got a question for the ladies. Butter Janine, y'all listening?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ladies, if y'all seen the ugliest nigga on the earth, but he got the biggest dick you have ever had in your life, would you still fuck with him?
No.
Really?
Cause I say something like that, and that just it just makes me sick to my stomach. Now my friend, she was like, "You better put some pillowcase over your head, bitch, and take it." I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. My stomach got sick.
I got a question for the ladies. Well, to go along with that question she just asked, what if the dude was fine as hell and he had on red shoes with some checkered pants and an orange shirt and he had a 3-inch killer? Would y'all give him some? Would y'all give him some for real?
No. We got the money.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's going to have to come with a little check afterwards, honey. That's doing community service.
How the hell you spell void again? I know it's an I on that motherfucker. V-O-I. Oh, anyway. I owe you. For real. I tell y'all, wild motherfucker.
But really, if he's fine, you wouldn't know what size his dick was until you started.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Right, well, I mean, yeah, do y'all tell him get up? What?
Oh yeah, you have to get up, honey.
Okay, so wait a minute. Hold
like,
up.
Thank you. I'm sorry. This is not gonna work for us. I'm sorry.
You're like a stand up.
Jump up out the bed like somebody to put a bullet in my ass. Oh shit! No, I gotta go.
Right.
So y'all would fuck with a man's pride that bad.
Hell yeah!
Right.
Somebody gotta tell you.
We can't
and you see why I cut a bitch foot off? Bitch, you ain't gonna sit down. Sit down. Take this.
That's just like if y'all men came across a woman with some bad pussy, ain't you gonna tell her?
I mean,
exactly.
Your turn, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay back.
Mike sound like he might still fuck us.
I gotta sound like I'm gonna hit it. Damn, why the?
Yeah, but we're not gonna sit there and embarrass you. We're not gonna sit there and embarrass you. We're not gonna be like, oh no, nah, bitch, your pussy stank. Get you. Well, no, let me take that back. Now, if you just stanking beyond the comparison, it's like, okay, no, nah, bitch.
Yeah.
You know? But no, see, if it's just like it just didn't turn you on like that, you probably come up with some type of excuse.
This is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? If I don't find you attractive in the first place, if I don't find you attractive in the first place, my shit ain't gonna work no fucking way. It got to be some kind of attraction to you just to get my shit woken up in the first place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and if it smells, yeah, I'm gonna tell you about your damn self. Cause my mother has always told me my nose is closest to my ass. This is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Since you're saying, Mike, I'll fuck anyway. And I bet you said it, didn't you, Toya? I'm going to get you, girl. I promise to God, I'm going to get you.
Why are you thinking on me, Mike?
Man. Oh, she was my homie. No.
I did it before, and I let them finish. But it felt like a feather was in there. I was like, what the hell is that, man?
Why would you do that?
He didn't want to hurt himself.
Yeah. Fuck that. If I get my nut off right, damn it, ain't nobody else finna get theirs off at my benefit either. This would be a mutual fuck right here.
Yeah. I felt bad for him.
You felt bad for him.
I knew it. Because at first, I didn't even know it was in there. I didn't even know he had started. That's how fucked up that was.
Wow.
I was just laying there like, okay, I'm ready.
Wow.
Damn, how big are you? For real?
I am not that big.
My
stuff is just juicy and wet. My stuff gets really wet, so you got to come with
it. Oh, that's what they call it. And people got a tendency of calling thick fat. Which one is it? You big enough? God damn it. So
it's
confusing
fat.
Us niggas. Now, either you're big or you ain't. Which one
it's
is it?
It's fat and juicy. That's what
fat
it is.
Fat and juicy. Uh-huh.
Fat
okay.
and juicy.
Okay.
That's what it is.
See, like I said, can I lift it? And I got a bad back. Can I lift it, girl?
Can you
can
lift what?
Can I lift you?
Yeah.
You don't even know how much I can lift. See, I got to see that. That's a whole deal. I got the thing from the doctor. Got him. I got one arm and shit. And see, I can't lift your big old ass. Look at that. Uh-huh. And then you talk about fat and juice. It ain't fat and juice. You're the big. It wasn't a nigga. It was you. It wasn't a nigga. It was
you. You know what? This was a long time ago. And he was just too damn little. Nah, hell. I can't help his size.
Okay. He, she can't help what he was born with.
I know. That's just him. Shit, that ain't my fault.
Anyway, that's what I was saying.
Well, hold on, Mike. Hold on. We winding down to the end of the show, man. This has definitely been one of these wild nights. So, hey, I'm going to let everybody get their last words off. Felicia, you got any last words?
Yeah, I'm still tripping up this juicy juice shit. You know, I mean, don't take me there because I'll let your motherfucking ass have it.
Okay, Risha. Hold on, Risha. Calm down. Mother, any last words?
Yeah, I didn't appreciate him talking about my coochie because I know it's that shit. I got a sniff in here get addicted.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Oh, Dane, any last words?
Me.
What you say? Oh, you said me? No, I don't have any last words because I got my shit did today. I'm all good. I'm ready to sleep. I didn't get fucked.
Oh, no, that's right.
I'm down.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, what you got to say, man? Any last words, Mike?
I mean, I feel like to hear y'all should have took it offensively, dear. If I can't lift you, I just can't lift you, sweetheart. I still love you, boo-boo. Still love you. 555. Come scoop it to you.
Exactly, because you are still wanted. You were still wanted. You'll be one of the motherfuckers talking to my ass.
Please
believe it. You will be the one talking to me. I know you would.
Okay,
I've been 300 pounds,
I've
been 135 pounds, damn it, they still want it.
Exactly, you
cut
my feet off, you'll be sucking on my toes.
There you go.
Okay, Toy, any last words?
Mike. Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, there you go.
Baby.
Yep.
Be easy, okay, Mike? Calm you. You okay? It's okay. You ain't got to cut off no foot. No good foot, as you say. No legs, no hips, no thighs, no nothing. You get your good woman that stay around for a little while. You don't have to tie up to the bed and play the burning bed and none of that, okay?
Is your living room light on right now? I can see you. Bring your ass outside, Nick. Bring your ass outside, dog.
See y'all in the chat room, cncity69.ning.com. Mike, jump in that chat room, bro.
Oh, man. All right, check this out, man. I hope everybody enjoyed the Chronicles. Like I said, next week we're going to have a new one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all enjoyed them. Let the brother know. Let the nigga know how y'all felt about them. Hit me in the inbox to do something so we keep it going if y'all like it. If y'all want us to keep it going, we keep it going. All right, y'all. Tommy, you got any music to play? Take us on out of here, man.
For sure.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Yeah.
in love.